Kingsbridge Town Trail Audio Point 8. The heart of the market town. You are now in the heart of medieval Kingsbridge. The granite pillared walkway is known as the Old Shambles or Butcher's Stores in the Middle Ages. In the 18th century, when the use of carts and carriages superseded the pack horse, Kingsbridge experienced its first road widening and the Shambles was relocated from the middle of the street to one side. Imagine this part of town on a busy market day, where meat was sold and butchered at the Shambles, and further down the road, stalls sold shellfish, butter and poultry. Here was a cluster of inns and taverns which buzzed with farmers and local gossip from 10 to 11 o'clock, when most brought grain and other goods into town, until 2 o'clock, when the bell rang for the start of the market. On the right-hand side of the road once stood the Exeter Inn at number 85 Fore Street, with 13 pork butcher stalls outside it and two doors up at number 89, the Red Lion. Both cooked steaks from the butchers opposite for the farmers' lunches, although Suey Ryder from the Exeter Inn apparently had the edge with her peculiarly delicious gravy, rumoured to contain the dregs of customers' white ale. The Exeter Inn was also noted for its lively political discussions, whereas the Red Lion, later called the Golden Lion before it closed in the 1840s, kept a room solely for the corn merchants. Down the passage at the northern end of the Shambles was a pub with changing fortunes. Opened and shut several times, its name changed from the Prince George to the Old Tavern to the George. Over the years, it degenerated into an undesirable and unsanitary place known as the Tramps' Lodging House and was closed in 1872. Established in competition and thriving today, the King's Arms Hotel opposite had a complicated history too. Being at various times a church house, shop and part of it a ballroom, it became the town's main coaching inn in 1824 when the first regular coach ran to Plymouth. Look for the high coaching arch beside the building. Inside you can see many old photographs of Kingsbridge and a selection of coaching harnesses of the period. Carry on up the street to where Duncombe Street leads off to your right.